T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, this is going to be the first of probably many. It might not have been the first. It was the one that caught my eye first. Let's put it that way. But Iowa State jumping out and crying poor. 3 weeks of the tournament were canceled, right?
And we haven't even had the third week yet.
Right?
This
is the week of the Final Four.
This is the week of the Final Four.
Right?
Yeah.
This is the week of the Final Four. Big day today down in Atlanta for the Thursday before the Final Four, right? And then we didn't have spring seasons.
Right.
We didn't have spring football. We didn't have spring sports. But nobody has any money, apparently. So already Iowa State's looking to cut about $4 million. They've announced a one-year temporary pay reduction for coaches and certain staff. They're planning to reduce the payroll by more than $3 million. A one-year temporary suspension of all bonuses and incentives for all coaches. This decision will save the department $1 million. Mm-hmm. Now, those are the direct, like, coach ones. They are saving some things from the fans. They're delaying, basically, your decision on whether or not to buy or to give, mm-hmm. right, in order to get better tickets. They're going to freeze ticket prices for all sports.
Are Iowa State tickets in that hot demand where people are giving up, like, donations to get better seats at Iowa State games?
Yeah, every school does that. Yeah. I mean, every school does that, regardless. Plus, they have good attendance in both football and basketball. So, yeah. They're going to delay the previously announced increase in what you are going to have to give to get the better seats, right? They're gonna move you up a slot, right?
Okay.
They've delayed that. That'll save donors about $2.5 million, okay? They've extended football season ticket renewals a little bit later, mm-hmm. not knowing where the season is, and other things to help the fans, which is cool. I love the fan portion. But now we're already seeing they're gonna cut coaches' pay when they decided what they were paying the coaches.
Right, right, exactly. Yes,
not to say that some sport coaches aren't overpaid, but there's a lot that aren't.
For sure,
right.
Yeah.
Some of those minor sports, and now based on 3 weeks of not having a basketball tournament, you're deciding, man, we gotta completely shut it down, and save a bunch of money. So they're already looking to cut $4 million based on what the tournament meant.
Yeah.
Isn't that just you've done a bad job over the years of, like, bookkeeping?
I think so.
And you've done a bad job of, like, overspending at certain positions on coaches?
Yeah.
And now you're going to, like, bring it back because it's convenient for you to do it? I think these types of stories suck.
Yeah, they do.
I think they make me – I know businesses are cutting all over the place, but – sports is the one that, like, how much money are you spending every year that you don't have a rainy day fund to cover something like this? You're not playing your spring sports. Guess what? Those are the sports you pretend to care about, but you really don't. You're not paying to travel the softball team anywhere.
Right.
And house them for a weekend series in Stillwater. You're not traveling the baseball team. You're not sending the track and field team to Oregon for a track meet. You know how much money they're saving right now doing all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're crying, we don't have any money. This is it, man. We lost a basketball tournament. We're out. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable to me that their finances are this bad all over the place in college athletics.
It really is embarrassing that all college athletic departments are doing this right now. And you saw down at the University of Central Florida where Danny White is the athletic director basically saying the government now needs to bail out athletic departments all over the country.
Yeah, no.
Because they didn't. No, no,
no,
no,
no.
No, no, no. You know what you need to do? Put down the Cabernet, put down the fillets, and grab yourself a burger at McDonald's and a Coca-Cola instead of going out there and spending frivolously like these athletic departments do. What with your private jets, your lavish lavish meals, your umpteen number of people that work in your department
hula
that you probably
and your
don't need,
video games.
And your Dan Fogelberg and all that
right.
kind of stuff. Like, all of this money that these athletic departments have spent so frivolously over the years is now catching up with them. That's bad bookkeeping. That's bad financial decisions on your part. And a bad financial decision on your part does not constitute an emergency on the government's part or my part or anybody's part for that matter. The Big 12 teams, Josh, get $30 million a year alone just from their football deals from television. I mean, that's $30 million they're getting right then and there. You know, where's your rainy day fund for all of this? And you're right about the spring sports. They're not paying to travel sports that generate no money. So that should be looked at as a cost savings. You should not be in a hole like
this
if you're an athletic department.
They're not putting on
sports.
Home games that probably don't make a lot of money.
Right. And that costs money to put on a game.
Right.
And
so they're saving all that.
This is a business, if you will, and I use the air quotes lightly, that doesn't pay its employees. I mean, you've been working on free labor for a century with this student-athlete nonsense that you've been floating out there, and now the minute that you don't have 3 weeks of a basketball tournament, you're crying poor and you can't go on? Tough, tough, tough is what I say to college athletic departments all over the country. Figure out a way to do business better and you wouldn't be in this situation.
In 6 months, I'll all be asking you for a giant check.
Right. Yeah. Can you help us with a donation? We need to build a new $700 million football facility for our 2-10 team.
Wow.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.